I'm banged up. Banged up.
Are you glad to have 10 days to sort of rehab?
Yeah, it's really like a few days, but yeah, it's good to have, you know, more than a week to get our bodies back, you know.
How much did it affect you today?
I played through it, a lot of it, you know, busted my hand up, just x-rayed it, came back, you know, a lot of it you just play through. I don't know, this time of the year, I think everybody's busted up right now.
Now, with the way you guys have played the last 2 weeks on defense, sacking the quarterback, making rough throws, does it validate, you think, now that you guys actually have good players on defense?
Yeah, we do have good players on defense. You know, you probably have to talk to Todd. I think he's been able to do a few more things. He's been calling some creative things in the back end that, you know, we kind of hadn't had before. And, you know, the D-line is playing a little differently, so the safeties aren't as focused on the run as much as they've been in the past, so they're able to stay back a little bit more. So helps us to get our hands on footballs, which we've done the last 2 weeks, and the D-line's been playing great too.
Does it make you angry? Like, it's been like, if people could have worked some things out earlier in the year or even last year, that you guys had a better chance to win.
Yeah, it's just the fact that it's behind you now, so it's like you don't, you know, the saying, spilled milk or whatever, you don't, I mean, you can be angry that now we're playing this way, but I think you can kind of look toward, you know, the future if things stay intact and hope that, you know, it'll get much better, seeing how we've done the last 2 weeks.
Some things we're doing better. Some things we still got to work on. We just got to keep working.
Fletcher had 1.5 sacks tonight. He's come on strong the last few weeks. He's been good all season, but what have you seen from him in the last couple weeks?
He's learned a lot from the guys that's down there with him. You know, he's playing back to how he used to play in college. He's getting more comfortable, so he's getting better as it goes.
What does that mean, how he used to play in college, getting more comfortable? What's the difference now from 3 or 4 weeks ago?
It's more or less that he's playing without thinking, you know, not so much college. He's getting off the ball and he's doing things that he did in college, so, you know, that's a good thing to see.
We keep talking about the front guys, but it seems like the back seven have looked a lot more comfortable in the last two games. How would you say it's helped those guys out?
I mean, they go hand in hand. You know, when they rush the passer, we help cover. When they cover, it helps rush the passer. So, you know, they go hand in hand. They can't be apart.
I'm sure you probably answered this, but to people watching at home, it just seems like, okay, they junked this wide nine, and suddenly they have a good defense again.
We're just working at it, trying to get better. It gets tweaked each week. Sometimes we're out there, sometimes we're not.
But haven't the last 2 weeks been dramatically better than what we're doing for?
We can do a lot more things, even more better. You know, we lost tonight. There was nothing that was really going better, but everybody's being held accountable and doing their job.
Do you feel like you've been able to put your own spin, more of your own spin on this defense?
It gets better as it goes. You know, we tweak it and we work at it. They're getting used to me. I'm getting used to them. And, you know, we just keep working at it.
You got two fumbles today, still no interceptions, I think, in 8 games. Is that just hard to believe?
It's hard to believe, but we got the two fumbles. So hopefully they come in bunches and they'll come the next 2 weeks.
Nah, you know, I could say that this was first for me, you know, but main thing, man, you just got to win. You got to work on that, you know. You got to hold on to the ball, and defense, when we do turn it over, we got to go out and stop them and not give up touchdowns and let them kick field goals in that territory.
So as that goes through the third quarter into the fourth quarter, is that a low point on the field for you guys this season? Just boom, 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 boom.
That's the main thing, you know. When turnovers come like that, man, the main thing is you want to go out there and get a start, you know. And for the most part, you know, we haven't done that, so. You know, turnovers are going to come. You just got to go out there and fight through it.
What's been the biggest difference for you in the last 2 weeks? I know you said Coach Reed, you know, had a discussion with you, but it's definitely made a difference in your play the last couple of weeks. What would you say has been the biggest thing for you?
You know, I would just say just reevaluating myself, you know, just after coaching, talking to Coach Reed and everything that he believes in and that he's seeing me, you know, it's just you want to go out there and just show him that what he believes in you, that you are, you know, for the most part.
You guys regroup for the final two games after a tough one like this?
it's going to be hard, but for the most part, we got some time off, you know, to get it out of our system. And when you come back Monday, you know, you come back ready to work and fix your problems and go from there.
Personally, how frustrating is it after, you know, a win to come out and lose this bad?
Very frustrating, you know, when the whole game, it seems like everything going right, you know, first half, and you come out that second half, and mainly just towards the fourth quarter, it just all goes the way, you know, that one hurts, but can't think about it too much. You just got to move forward.
Did it feel like the sky was falling there?
Yes,
three turnovers in a 7-minute span?
It really did. You know, just looking at it and how it went down, it was like, hey, how could this happen? You know, but for the main part, it happened, and that's just part of the game.
He definitely held the ball a lot longer than the quarterbacks we usually play. But we can't take nothing away from the defense line. We had a great game. And, you know, we had some negatives, but mostly we're positive. And I'll just say big ups to everybody that got their sacks and everybody that had a positive game.
What did happen on that kickoff?
The kick return? I never dropped them in practice. I dropped that one when the game was on the line. I just need to be more focused. It was my fault. You know, I lost sight of the ball when it was in the air, and I was running on the go, and it was my fault. I need to be more focused on that.
Cedric, should that be a fair catch in that situation? Or
definitely should have been a fair catch. That was my fault. I was running, looking to make a big play, and should have fair catched it. It was my fault. Next time I'll be more focused, and I'll fair catch it.
How much of that is at this point in the season eight? Guys are sort of pressing to make a big play. I mean, you said you know you're supposed to make a fair catch there, but when it came down to it, you guys, things were starting to go bad. Were you maybe trying to do too much there? And
I was definitely selfish. Like I said, I should have fair catched it, and next time I will fair catch it.
How frustrating was that string where you guys had about three turnovers? And
that was real frustrating. But, I mean, it's been happening, you know, the worst been happening to us all year. You know, we just got to focus on the next game, and that's the Redskins, so we're definitely going to be focused on it.
Do you have any inkling at all they might be kicking toward you? Do you think that was an error, or was that intentional that they were trying to kick short?
Oh, it definitely was intentionally. They caught me off guard. I should have been more focused, and next time it'll be a fair catch. We won't be talking about this.